Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
You prayed that your husband would get the position. And after the third interview, it seemed like he had it wrapped up. Then at the last moment, a local person showed up, one who could be hired for considerably less money. That person got the job. Your husband gets a polite, thanks but no thanks phone call. You desperately want a child, and you believe that the God who opened the womb of Hannah and gave her a son long ago is still in the business of hearing the heart cries of a young woman who wants a baby of her own. You and your husband traipse from doctor to doctor, from cure to cure, hoping, praying, planning. But nothing happens. What you want, what you pray about, doesn't always happen. So what do? Change companies? Turn your back on God and go the other direction? Or hang in there, but put prayer on the back burner of your heart, reserved only for times of absolute desperation? Now, if you were expecting me in the next 2 minutes to come up with a few cliches or soothing words giving you all the answers, forget it. I've spent a lifetime trying to understand some things, but I have come to some conclusions, such as, we'll try the following. 1, you don't give up on God. When he doesn't snap his fingers and make everything happen at your whim and cry, at least not if you're wise. I serve and worship the Almighty because he is sovereign and Lord, because he is God, not because of what I get out of the relationship. It is the relationship of trust which Solomon talked about, which at times runs contrary to logic and what I think is right. Solomon wrote, "Trust in the Lord with all of your heart, and don't rely on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path smooth." The whole idea is that trusting God, no matter what the outcome, is the way that makes for the smoothest path in life. 2, I have had to learn that ours is an imperfect, broken world. Of course, I don't understand everything. There's no logic to the fact that one girl aborts an unborn child when her neighbor would give almost anything to conceive one. It doesn't make sense that a mother of 4 young children dies with cancer when her blasphemous great aunt, who smokes cigars and drinks like a fish, lives to be 95. Of course, I am repulsed when the son of a rich family gets the appointment to the Olympic team, when better qualified individuals from poor families are ignored. Of course, it's not right. That's when we learn to mourn with those who mourn. But I still believe God has his payday someday. 3, when things don't always come together, I remind myself God has a plan and purpose far beyond that which I can see. We give up too soon. We place too much importance on the immediate, something you can't understand when you're young. I've also found that the promises of the book bring comfort when I lack understanding, because God's nature is love. 4, I've also learned that when doors close, it may have nothing to do with my ability to get a job, so I'm going to keep on trusting God and doing my very best. Friend, the path to the top is not a straight line, but when my goals are what I think God wants done, I'm going to keep knocking on doors, making calls, and keep on believing God. I believe Solomon was right when he affirmed, "He will direct your path. Trust him. It's too early to give up."
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.